This episode is brought to you by Splash Refresher. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash, they spice it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. My flavor that I've been enjoying the most lately is the wild berry. Keep one on your desk. You'll be hydrated in no time. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches Media presents
Ha Ha Laugh Funny
Mention It All, a Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With Dylan Hafer.
Who gonna check me, boo?
And Barry Rosenfeld.
I need to start drinking alcohol.
Now go to sleep, wee.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Mention It All podcast. I'm Dylan Hafer.
And I'm Barry Rosenfeld. We have a lot to discuss today. Like I'm itching.
I feel like I'm like brimming. I don't know if my cup runneth over with stuff to talk about. How are you? How's it going? What's the vibe?
This week has been very confused. I have no idea what day it has been ever. Not once this whole week.
Yes.
But okay, I haven't felt that way in a long time. So
I agree, actually, because every other week I've just felt like it should be Friday. And this week I feel completely out of sorts.
I think it should be Monday.
I took the day off on Monday. Obviously, we still recorded. But other than that, I was just like chilling. And so then I started work on Tuesday and I was like, OK, no, I've only worked one day, but I feel like it should be Thursday. But then now I'm like, this week is almost over. I have all this stuff to do. So I wish it was Wednesday, but I don't really wish it was Wednesday. Very strange. Also, I had a large latte with an extra shot this morning, and I think it just hit me. So
I'm on my second cup of coffee, actually, and I don't know why. I came out of a meeting, and I go, I need another cup of coffee. And, like, I don't need coffee, if you know me.
You know why I needed a latte with an extra shot? Because Salt Lake City is on at 10 p.m., so then I watched Bravo till 11 p.m. I was a little bit wine drunk, and then I don't get to bed till, like, 1 because I'm just thinking about Mary Cosby.
What can we do? Do you think there's something we could do about them changing the time? Because I'm not kidding. Last night, I was, like, my eyes are closing, and Dylan was going to kill me last week because I fell asleep before the last 5 minutes of the first episode, and, like, I was like, it's a problem. I can't stay awake.
They can't. Honestly, I loved that the premiere was 15 extra minutes, but they can't do it that late. But this is what we do for you guys. We stay up late. And judging from social media, a lot of people stay up late to watch Salt Lake City. People are into it, which is great to see.
Right.
But before we get there, let's talk about Below Deck.
Well, yes, I'm also dying because I talk about constantly on here that I can't sleep and I have no one to blame because I just stay up and watch television. So that's not totally why, though.
Actually, wait, Salt Lake City ended last night. It was like 11:20 and I was like, maybe I'll start a movie. And
no,
I was like,
why
do I do this to myself? I didn't.
Yes, we have to talk about Below Deck. This charter has finally ended, by the way.
Oh my God.
And I saw Charlie on the internet. I'm like an 80-year-old woman on the interweb. He was doing interviews because he got like backlash as a charter guest. And it wasn't like that. Like, I didn't mean, of course, you know, I didn't mean it, blah, blah, blah. But I was like, as a viewer's perspective, hello. But yes, I feel like we're now on like speed.
Jesus Christ. The charter guests of Below Deck do not need to do press. They should not do press. Just let it happen. Nobody, whatever.
Yeah.
But also so now we're on charter 2 and both charters have had shitty guests. Like they're having bad luck so far this season.
Yeah. The fact that this is just, I like this because they have never had a group of like 20-year-olds before. So I think it is somewhat like fun, but at the same time, it's like, guys, just stay home and play beer pong, like in your garage. Like, why do you have to go on the high seas?
I know. I just can't imagine like taking that nice of a vacation when I was like 22. But before we get there, so we have some little updates with the crew. Izzy, her request to move to deck crew was approved. So she's now on the deck. And then we have a new stew, Ashling. It's not Ashley. It's Ashling, which is throwing me off, but we can just call her Ash.
Yes, Ash. She's very sweet and very nice, but we have gotten that from every single crew member we've ever met since season 1. So We will
see. Yeah, she's a fellow Aussie. So it seems like she and Francesca are going to get along super well. And she's very jet lagged. I do feel bad for her. She's just so tired. I mean, I'm sure Below Deck kind of has like backup people on call, but it's like the fact that she flew, like she said, 30 hours straight from Australia to the Caribbean. It's like, can she take a nap?
How about the fact where there, she was like, wait, the charter's starting today? And they're like, yeah. And she's like, can I take a shower? Can I close my eyes for like 5 seconds? So I felt when she like broke down in Francesca's arms later, like you felt that. And it's always so funny when you see the Chiefs do feel somewhat compassionate, because she, you can tell she felt bad for Francesca. Like she wasn't faking it. She, even Francesca early in the episode was like, I'm sorry, I'm not energetic. Like I just need to get into the swing of things.
Really right. Quick. It actually brought me back to, there were times in college when I had that feeling where it was like, I was like so tired or whatever. And then I realized I had like another big assignment to do, or like I had like something important the next day. And it's like, you have that moment where you're just like, there's no way that this is actually like what I have to do right now. I felt for her. We're getting, so it's a little too early in the season for us to have any romance happening, but we do have a little bit of flirtation between James and Francesca. This is a weird match to me. Like it feels like, I don't know their ages, but in my head, I just feel like Francesca is like too mature for James.
In your head or in reality? That is
well, real. In reality, but like, I don't know if they might be the same age, but they do not feel like they are a fit to me.
Totally. But James is giving me the vibe that he will flirt with like a fire extinguisher, like whatever.
Oh, he would.
I'm like, okay, I can't even like when Ash came on and he was like, they were talking about rooms. I was like, dude, slow your roll. Like this, you're not, who the fuck do you think you are? First of all. No.
Okay. So this is super weird. So they have, one co-ed cabin, because I guess since a guy left and then they replaced him with a woman, now it's like lopsided. Mm-hmm. So we have James and Izzy sharing a cabin, which is like whatever. But yeah, I mean, James needs to like grow up. Like somebody's not moving into your cabin and is going to like hop into your bed right away. That's not what this is.
Right. Okay. So yes. So there is something I want to discuss with you, Dylan, and it is in regards to Shane, because we have seen that he does think he is on vacation, which is like, that's not true. Like you're here to work and you can have fun some of the times. However, I felt that when he was on his radio and was like, there's rain coming in, blah, blah, blah. You know, that whole scene. And Eddie was like, oh, wow, you're so quick. And then like kept going. I thought it was like nice that Shane, who is under him, just was called him out and said, hey, like, I don't appreciate the sarcasm. And then for Eddie to just like snap back at him, like that got to me for some reason. And I was like, that is so disrespectful as a boss. Like he's like, I don't want to say he looks up to him, but he's like, you're his boss. So he's coming to you with how he feels about how you spoke to him. And then for you to embarrass him again in front of other people, I just didn't appreciate that at all. So
I do. Yeah, I do see what you're saying. I think initially I was kind of like, whatever. I get it. I do think that would be like frustrating if you were in that situation and your boss kind of responded like that. I think it's kind of like, I think they kind of just need to like get on the same page in terms of communication. It makes sense. We always see like growing pains in terms of the staff working together. So I think like Eddie just needs to realize that Shane is kind of like a delicate flower.
Yeah.
And, but also Shane needs to kind of like get it together a little bit.
Absolutely.
It's funny because both of the male deckhands think that they're on vacation, but like in different ways. Like James is like, yeah, I'm just here to like bang some chicks and get drunk. And Meanwhile, you have Shane who's like, I just want to go swimming. And it's like,
yeah. And it's one thing. Eddie also is like, if you can't take sarcasm, you should be on another crew, whatever. Dude, this isn't a frat. Like, you actually are in charge of these people. Like, what do you mean? And now, how do you, I know I'm being all like corporate right now, but which I'm not, but like, how do you think Shane is going to feel coming to Eddie ever again about anything else? Yeah.
Right. It's like he's acting like Shane's on this boat because he like chose the crew that he thought he would get along with. And it's like, no, he got hired. It's a job. Like, nobody's here because it's like a personality trait. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. We have just entered spring, and while I don't love that the weather outside is still a little bit cold, you know the silver lining of that is that I have had a few more chances to wear my Quince cashmere before it gets too warm, and I just love throwing that on, whether it's by itself, a little layering moment with a t-shirt under, with a jacket over, with a bigger coat over. The cashmere is the perfect thing to just add to any outfit to make it look a little more pulled together. And the way that Quince prices their items, it doesn't feel like it has to be this wild thing that you're splurging on. It is so nice to have those pieces in your wardrobe that feel luxurious, but come at a price point that you can stomach. It's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters starting at just $50. They also have organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and also timeless 14 karat gold jewelry. And the best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of middlemen and passes the savings on to us. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/mention for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/mention to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/mention. We just need to briefly touch on this naked sushi model that they get for dinner, which she seems like a lovely girl. She's just doing her job. And then these charter guests, oh my God, they walk in and see this woman with banana leaves, with sushi placed on all her, you know,
crevices,
parts. And whoever just goes, is she dead?
She dead. Yeah. Yeah. She got it. We got a dead person to put sushi on.
And then as they're sitting at the table and posing, like pretending to take a piece of sushi off of her like pubic region, it's like, can we not? It's so weird to me.
And it's the thing about these young people is that even Chef Rachel said they don't appreciate like what goes it. So like the fish they were eating, right, like the sushi was very fresh and expensive and like the top of the line, like fish. And they were just like, ooh, a vagina, you know, like that's what they were doing.
Or like, yeah, they're just eating it. They're like, I don't know which this one is, but it tastes good to me. It's like, okay, you're just like drunk. They were doing Jello shots. I mean, come on.
Shots. I was like, oh my God, what's comes from espresso martinis, Jello shots. Guys, have you ever had a goddamn vodka soda? Like just order a vodka or a margarita. You're in the Caribbean, a margarita. Ooh. What is with these people?
A pina colada.
Oh, a mudslide.
Oh my God, ew. I feel like I have to go to the bathroom just thinking about a mudslide. clearly these charter guests are going to bring us more shenanigans next week, but let's move on to Salt Lake City because there is a lot packed into this episode.
Yes, but I do have to say before we start that a few people have reached out via DM to either me, both of us, whatever. Very nice. Our listeners, we love you guys, are Mormon, and they have said that they appreciate how we've been like explaining our thought process on the show and that they will be open to explaining this Mormon business on the show because they are even saying that it is confusing and it is a lot and it is a kind of crazy to understand. So I do appreciate that. And they appreciated us for, you know,
I think it's interesting because it's something that we've just never really had on a Housewives show before. Really any kind of meaningful discussion around religion. And not only is this like one person who's really like, you know, maybe with like Carlton on Beverly Hills or something, they were talking about her religion, but this is like, it's a very nuanced dynamic between kind of everyone in the cast. And I think it's really interesting. Did you see there are a lot of Mormon influencers in Utah, and a lot of them have kind of spoken their thoughts about Salt Lake City that they've seen. And one of the most popular ones, Rachel Parcel, she posted on her Instagram stories about how she was upset with the way they were talking about the religion, and how it's like the proper term is LDS, not Mormon. Yeah. And like all of this stuff about how none of the cast is like an active, you know, practicing member. And I think it's super interesting because obviously for us, it's like, you know, ooh, like what's this dynamic? This is interesting. But like for some people, this is super kind of like they take it personally.
Of course. Absolutely. Because there's different levels of religion. So people who are more, I guess, is that how you say it, more Mormon, are going to be like, this is unacceptable. You know, just like any religion would do that, right, if they were portraying it on television. But anyway, we leave off at Jen cleaning up after her party, which I thought was amazing that her husband came home and she was like, yep, just the girls were here. And I was like, what the fuck?
She literally has like 15 people cleaning this house. I was like, it's just the girls. Okay, I do want to, okay, what did you think about kind of the quote unquote resolution between Mary and Jen? Because they were at first kind of neither of them was budging on this thing when Mary goes to talk to Jen, and then eventually she apologizes, they hug, whatever. I feel like Mary is like not, she literally was just like, okay, sorry. Like there was nothing behind this.
Think that the explosion of Jen at the party was a little ridiculous, to be honest. And throughout the episode, I was like, I don't know how I feel about Mary. I don't know. And then towards the end, I was like, okay, I like her. But for the apology aspect, I think she was just like, nip it in the bud. Like, I'm sorry. I'm, and that's kind of, it wasn't one of those fake ones. It was just like, let's end it.
So I think Jen is like a little more calculated about kind of, okay, like this is going to be a thing. Like we can have this argument and kind of like a little more, I don't think she's like, you know, overproduced necessarily. I think she just is being a little more thoughtful. Whereas I think Mary truly walked into that party and was like, oh my God, like, what's this fight happening? Like, I don't want to, like, she wasn't quite ready for how prepared Jen was. And I think that's okay. I think they're just kind of on different wavelengths about how they're approaching this. Mary, to me, seems like somebody who put no thought and is just like stepping in front of the camera, like blank canvas, which is not the strategy I would choose personally, but you know, it's interesting. And I made a note. Through two episodes, Mary still has not had a solo scene. We have not seen her at home. We haven't, other than her like little confessional with her husband, we really haven't heard from Mary much.
I think we'll get there because that happened with Elizabeth on OC too. And with this many housewives, it kind of takes a little bit.
Right. It's interesting though, because we got a lot more Whitney this episode, which I'm super into her.
Yes.
We get her first little foray into some drama, also still at Jen's party. She goes up to Lisa and,
oh my God,
I have no idea how I feel about this. So
I do.
Okay. So Lisa gifted Whitney tequila for her vow renewal, and also Whitney hired bartenders from Lisa's company. The bartenders were a gift.
Right. It's when you like, Lisa, we don't know that conversation. We didn't find that out. But Lisa gave her enough, she claims enough tequila for 500 people. Meanwhile, Whitney says they ran out after like an hour, whatever. Those are just like details we don't know. But within Lisa's company, she also sent bartenders to work the party. And oh my God, I have a lot of thoughts about this. So Whitney told Jen, nicely, but at this, I'm a little confused because at this point, anything Whitney says nice, because she's just sounds really nice. So I don't know if she's like,
she has a little bit of that Stephanie Hallman voice where everything she says sounds sweet.
Yeah. So she told Jen, or Lisa, I'm sorry, just letting you know, your bartenders, like they got a little drunk and messy, and there was a bunch of broken glass and they were just a little sloppy. Essentially, it was what she was saying, is they were sloppy. Right. And oh my God, was Lisa not receptive of this at all? She thought Whitney was coming for her company. She was, and she is one of those. I got this vibe from Lisa. I did you a favor. I did you a favor. Right. And I was like, oh my God.
So Lisa basically is like, I give you a gift. It's not my job to be like checking on your gift. She says, if I give you a Chanel necklace and you choke on it, it's not my fault. That's correct.
But the bartenders are hers.
Yeah. Like, to me, it's the kind of thing where it's like, if I sent my employee to do a job, it's like, and they kind of fucked up the job. Reporting back to me about that is not an insult to me. It's like, absolutely. Hey, these people are representing you, and I don't think they're representing you well. Heads up, in case you want to, you know, just so you're aware. And I think, I don't know if Lisa kind of misunderstood what Whitney was trying to say, or if she was kind of looking for a fight, but Lisa strikes me as one of those people, and we see this later in the episode too, where she kind of wants to be like an attack dog at all times. Yeah. And I think what we've seen with both Heather and with Whitney from Lisa, I think she's going to need to learn to choose her battles a little bit. I like her kind of aggressive energy. Mm-hmm. I think that actually is going to serve her really well, but she can't do that every single time somebody says something to her.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, you can't always be on the defense. I feel like if someone says hi to her, she's like, hi. Like, that's my vibe. That's what I'm getting from her. But I agree. Like, the bartenders are a reflection of her. So all Whitney was doing was being like, hey, like, just want to let you know. It was a quiet, nice conversation. All Lisa had to be like was, thank you for letting me know. I'll talk to them. That's it.
But Whitney's basically doing her a favor by saying like, hey, your employees are out here acting messy. I mean, okay. So we see kind of a continuation of this when we have Heather and Whitney together at this ski shop, and they're talking about this. And Whitney says that they talked after the party, she and Lisa, and Lisa was kind of threatening to spread rumors about Whitney and her husband potentially being swingers.
Mm-hmm, because apparently we find out that's a big thing in Utah also.
Nothing has brought me more joy in 2020 than the way Whitney Rose says the word swingers. She says she like hits that G really hard. She's like, swingers. And she says it like 7 times in the episode.
Oh my God.
After the first episode, I was kind of like lukewarm on Whitney, and I'm super into her. That confessional look where she's wearing that blue top is fucking gorgeous.
Blue works for her for sure.
Such a good color. And then we also see her opening up about her dad and his struggle with addiction to painkillers, which I thought was a really, you know, really touching kind of moment. She clearly cares for him so much, and he's struggled a lot, but she's like, you know, dedicated to helping him. And I really loved that she opened up so quickly about that.
Totally. And I am very interested. I'm excited already to talk about next week's episode next week when she brings him to Mary's church. Like, I'm not getting ahead, but I'm excited to talk about that because I already feel like I know what I want to say. But yeah, I loved seeing that that she is also like kind of breaking out of the shell. Like, she is like brought up the stripper pole again, and she brought her dad on with addiction, and like all of these things are, I guess, goes against what's the norm. So I did like seeing all of these sides of Whitney Rose.
This episode really made me happy because she was one of the ones where after the first episode I was like, okay, she's like whatever, like sweet Utah chick. And I'm glad that we're already seeing, I feel like, multiple different layers from her, because that's the kind of thing that makes somebody a great housewife and makes somebody have potential to be on the show a long time. And I feel like so far everyone in this cast is really delivering. And
totally. Yes. And shall we get to this dinner? There's two dinners, actually. The ski dinner, which we'll get to. And we see Meredith and Seth at dinner. And if you Meredith think that I even blinked for 1 second when she said that they were separated, you're wrong. I had zero reaction. If you didn't think this from last episode, first episode, the premiere, That's great. I knew right away. Like, what do you mean? It was just not normal. And it was like the way they were talking about it. Like, so when they said they were separated, it was just almost like they let everybody know. But I definitely already knew.
I'm glad they put it out there.
Yes.
And because, so, okay, they said they're separated, but I feel like that can mean a lot of different things. And clearly they're, you know, figuring out kind of their dynamic. They're separated in a way where they're still, you know, seeing each other. And I mean, they're out at dinner. They're not.
Yeah,
like,
they
not
seem
speaking.
To have a great relationship.
So it's going to be interesting to see kind of where it goes from here. Obviously, we, even in the season trailer, we were getting kind of like weird hints about what's going on in her relationship. Maybe she's seeing someone else. I don't know.
Splash Refreshers are the delicious zero-calorie beverage I'm reaching for again and again when I'm feeling thirsty for something flavorful. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash spices it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. Lately, my go-to office beverage has been the Splash Wild Berry flavor. It's so nice to just put a few in the fridge at the beginning of the week, grab one whenever you want something nice and refreshing. It's just the right amount of flavor, just the right amount of sweetness. You know the vibes. When you want something refreshing, when you want something hydrating, Splash is the perfect thing to reach for. It perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. And it's available in 5 craveable flavors. Wild Berry, that's my favorite, Acai Grape, Pineapple Mango, Lemon, and Mandarin. In orange. It's there to satisfy your need for hydration with a little flavor. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
I think Seth is so hot.
He's really cute. He is cute. Really, but he, I mean, cute. He's not my type, but he's cute. Like, I love them together, though, which is so crazy. But we do have to talk about the whole phone situation.
Yeah. So, okay. So they're separated, but clearly not separated like they are done with each other. Like, clearly they're still working things out. And basically, Seth is like, you can go through my phone if you want. And Meredith's like, I don't want to go through your phone. Like, please don't give me your phone. And like, I don't want you to go through my phone, which I don't have a problem with.
Okay. But here's the thing, in their confessional, because they have done their confessionals together for both episodes, that he was like, well, I'm not dating one. And I sure as hope as hell she's not either. And they like zoom in on her face, but, and like being like, you know, secretive. But here's the thing, you're separated, which means she's allowed to date other people. It's not like a regular couple where you broke up, you're married, and now you're separated, which means you're, no, to me, you're not,
well,
are you trying to work things out? Like, no, you're allowed to now go ahead.
That's why I feel like we need like a little more information about the specific kind of terms of their separation, because I feel like he definitely wants to be with her, and she is kind of like, we're not really getting an answer from her yet. And
yeah, she's
clearly
very like,
still, mm-mm. I mean, they were together for the premiere. Clearly, they're still like a thing.
A thing.
I don't know.
Well, they have kids. We'll like they, you know, oh like.
To be honest, their whole family is so hot.
I know. I really, really, really like Meredith. Like, I really do. I do.
Meredith seems cool. Like, Meredith seems like the kind of person who, like, I don't know kind of how she'll do on Housewives, but she seems like a fun, like, she would be fun to kind of like talk shit with.
Don't let us down, Meredith. Don't let us down.
Okay. We have to get to the ski day.
It's time.
First of all, Salt Lake is iconic for the fact that they can just go on like a little ski afternoon and it doesn't have to be like a trip or anything. They just go skiing. So Mary shows up late because she was waiting for her Chanel coat to arrive from FedEx, which, I mean, iconic behavior only.
And then made snow angels the whole time in her Chanel jacket, in her Chanel coat.
You know, bring it to the Bunny Hill, bitch, as Jen Shaw says. I Mary is just like, I feel like she just has like a couple screws loose and it's going to be a fun ride.
Yes, but we see like these, it's so funny, these outfits. It's like, are they doing this because this is their personality, or are they trying to one up each other? Like, I haven't figured that out yet, but I think it's to one up each other, but that's just me.
I think Jen Shah's personality is one-upping everyone around her. But so, I mean, the actual ski day is like not that eventful. We have Lisa and Jen on the bunny hill. We have Heather and Whitney clearly are like good at skiing and snowboarding, which I love. That's fun. Mm-hmm. But then we get to dinner and I love, they're very late to dinner. The restaurant is empty, which closed. I feel like was not actually on accident. But so... right away at dinner, you know, they're kind of having a nice time. And then Whitney says that she feels judged by Lisa. And Lisa is so incredulous at this. And I'm like, I feel like it's the kind of thing where you could, like, Lisa has judged Whitney. Like, she says that her style was a little Utah. Like, that's judgmental.
She has only judged anyone she's spoken to. Lisa. And you know what was the most interesting about what Whitney said is that she was completely avoiding the fact of saying the word swinger when she was confronting Lisa at dinner swinger. Because she said swinger. I didn't hear what you heard, but I will listen next time when she says swinger. Because Whitney, and I totally got this, she didn't want the conversation to now completely switch to Whitney, you're a swinger. She wanted to just it be about her and Lisa. Lisa knew exactly what Whitney was talking about. Exactly.
I think it's one of those things where Lisa, she's trying to be confrontational, but also kind of play dumb at the same time about like, what are you talking about? And it's like, I hate to bring this word into the conversation, but she maybe needs to own it a little bit.
I agree, you know? Because if you're going to be badass and like, whatever, it is the perfect thing is own it. Oh, say, yeah, I said that. That's it.
So then... the other dynamic that comes up is between Heather and Lisa, which we saw kind of brewing in the first episode. And we find out that they texted before Jen's party. And when Lisa said, can't wait to see you, Heather just responded with a thumbs up emoji, which we find out is apparently code for fuck you, which I...
apparently it's the universal code, which I had no idea.
So like, I get the idea behind this, that you're just like, it makes some sense to me, but I don't think it's universal like they think it is.
Absolutely not. It's not universal for thumbs up. I thumbs up everything, and I'm not saying fuck you to every single person, but I think it's because of their dynamic. So was Lisa being, I think Heather took it as Lisa being fake by saying, can't wait to see you, since she already heard through the grapevine her saying that she doesn't know her. So like, oh, so now you're so excited to see me. But like, oh, our producer says thumbs up is definitely fuck you, which means me and Dylan are out of the loop completely. I had no idea. Can you guys let us know if this is universal? Because I'm dying to know.
Actually, okay. I feel like it's to me, it doesn't say fuck you, but it's like a little passive aggressive. Like if somebody says, I can't wait to see you tonight, and you just respond with a thumbs up emoji, it's a little bit like, okay, like guess you're super excited too.
Yeah, you would be like, oh my God, me too. That's not, it's like, I'll be there in 5 minutes. Then you thumbs that up.
I love that this is like already the second like super petty argument that we're having after hospital smell. Now we have thumbs up emoji. I like that these women kind of aren't afraid to just kind of go at it over stuff that ultimately doesn't matter that much, but it's entertaining. And I think they know, I feel like everyone in this cast comes from a place of wanting to make it entertaining. And I've seen a couple people say that it feels like fake or forced. And I think they're just like, I think they're all just like ready to bring it. I think,
and they're new to television. Fake. So they truly are just feeling it out. But last night, Heather was on Watch What Happens Live. You know, I do my Watch What Happens Live plug. And Andy asked her how like people feel in Utah, and or are they pissed off? And she goes, Mormons don't say pissed. And I was like, okay, so that's something else I learned. But then in the episode, they showed the producers asking Heather, did your thumbs up mean fuck you? And she goes, oh, absolutely. So I was like, dying at this whole thing.
It's definitely, there's a lot of kind of interesting dynamics going on. And I'm definitely excited to see kind of how it all plays out, because I feel like there's a lot of like tension, and I like that they're kind of letting it all hang out there. But also Lisa kind of is like, okay, it's done, it's over, like, let's put it aside. But like, you know, it's not actually
right. And my favorite part is just like, just always just pan to Mary, who has no idea what's going on.
And Mary just is like under her breath. She's like, I didn't know I'm gonna fuck you. Can we just start over? Like, she's really
great.
She, as long as they keep her mic on and she's just muttering to herself, I am entertained. Quickly, who is your number one Bravolab in the group, Barry?
I think this week it's gonna be Whitney, because you know, she brought her snowboard in to get wax, and she is still very Utah, and she was open about, and we met her father. So I appreciated Whitney Rose. I can only call her Whitney Rose.
I am loving Whitney Rose. I thought she had a great episode. She probably is my actual number one Bravolab. But just to bring up somebody different, I'm gonna give it to, oh God, who?
Meredith.
I'll give it to Heather. I think, like,
okay,
I liked like Whitney and Heather having their like cousin scene at the ski shop was really nice. I love Heather's energy.
Do we know how they're related? I don't remember if they said.
They said cousins on the first episode.
No, but I meant like I want to know. I don't know if it's like to who.
I don't know if it's like first cousins, but they're just like family.
Well,
members.
It's your cousins, then it's your first cousins, then it's your second cousin.
Shut up. Oh my God. Guys, don't forget to check out the Bravo by Betches collection on shop.betches.com. Rate, review, subscribe to our podcast. We love all those 5-star reviews. Mm-hmm. And follow us on Instagram at Bravo by Betches. And we'll be back tomorrow. Thank you to our sponsor, Splash Refresher. Meet the water beverage that loves self-care as much as you do. Just because you have to hydrate doesn't mean it has to be tasteless. Splash Refresher makes hydration deliciously easy. Splash perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. I am going to go grab myself a wild berry splash now that I am done recording, and you should too. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart, or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches.